What if the most powerful force shaping Earth wasn't volcanoes, earthquakes, or asteroid impacts, but something far quieter? For hundreds of millions of years, plants have been silently orchestrating planetary transformation on a scale that dwarfs human civilization. They've regulated our atmosphere, sculpted landscapes, and determined which creatures could grow to monstrous sizes. Without them, Earth would be a hellscape. Atmospheric carbon dioxide 15 times higher, temperatures soaring 10 C above current levels, and oxygen so thin you'd gasp as if stranded on a mountaintop. Yet we've largely overlooked this Emerald Empire, treating plants as beautiful but passive bystanders. The truth is far more dramatic. Plants are geological architects whose slow but relentless work has fundamentally reshaped our planet. They've transformed barren rock into living landscapes, crashed atmospheric CO2 levels, spiked oxygen concentrations, and steered animal evolution in directions we're only beginning to understand. Why did plants wait 40 million years to evolve leaves, longer than the span from early primates to humans? When plants colonized land 465 million years ago, they photosynthesized through naked branches for 30 million years. The answer lies in atmospheric chemistry. Carbon dioxide levels plummeted 90% between 400 and 350 million years ago, precisely when leaves proliferated. Early plants lived in CO2-rich air requiring few breathing pores. Flat leaves would have overheated catastrophically because primitive roots couldn't supply enough water for cooling. Only after CO2 dropped and sophisticated roots evolved could plants support larger leaves, an intricate dance requiring simultaneous development of roots, shoots, and leaves. The Carboniferous period brought oxygen levels to 30%, triggering gigantism. Dragonflies with wingspans wider than outstretched arms hunted through forests where club mosses towered 40 meters high. Millipedes stretched a meter long. Water scorpions reached 1.5 meters. The mechanism? When organic matter gets buried before rotting, oxygen accumulates. Massive coal deposits pushed oxygen skyward, providing better aerodynamic lift for giant insects while solving their breathing problem. Insects breathe through tubes that become inefficient as bodies enlarge. Antarctic amphipods in cold, oxygen-rich waters grow 5 times larger than tropical cousins. Fruit flies raised in oxygen-rich conditions grew 14% larger and stayed supersized even in normal air. Earth's ozone layer shields us from DNA-destroying ultraviolet radiation. Evidence suggests this shield catastrophically failed during mass extinctions. The Permian extinction, 251 million years ago, eliminated 95% of species. Plant spores from that era appeared grotesquely mutated, fused together in sterile clumps across North America, Europe, Asia, and Africa, all dating to the same moment. Massive Siberian volcanic eruptions covered 5 million square kilometers with lava while injecting enormous chlorine into the stratosphere. Computer simulations show this caused 60 to 80% ozone loss, bathing Earth in lethal radiation. 200 million years ago, Greenland fossils reveal another catastrophe. Large-leaved forests abruptly gave way to small-leaved vegetation as atmospheric carbon dioxide tripled almost overnight. Large leaves became death traps. Unable to cool themselves, they overheated lethally. Central Atlantic volcanic eruptions covering 7 million square kilometers released 40 billion tons of carbon dioxide. Warming oceans then destabilized frozen seafloor methane, sending temperatures soaring higher. A quarter of land animal families vanished. Yet dinosaurs thrived. With competitors eliminated, they dominated terrestrial landscapes for 135 million years. For nearly 80% of the past half billion years, forests thrived at Earth's poles. Swedish paleobotanist Alfred Nathorst discovered breadfruit tree fossils in western Greenland in 1890, revealing subtropical conditions where only tundra exists today. Antarctic forests at 85S endured complete darkness for half the year, yet fossil growth rings show annual growth of several millimeters, many exceeding a centimeter, dwarfing modern high-latitude trees like Siberian larches. The most contentious puzzle? Why were these polar forests predominantly deciduous rather than evergreen? Scientists initially assumed deciduous trees shed leaves to conserve energy during dark winters. Then, experiments with living fossil species revealed the opposite. Deciduous trees actually lost 20 times more carbon by shedding leaves than evergreens lost through winter respiration. The solution? Deciduous trees compensated by photosynthesizing rapidly during short, hot summers, living fast, while evergreens achieved slow, steady, year-round growth. Soil conditions mattered too. Deciduous trees thrived on nutrient-rich soils that froze easily, while evergreens preferred well-drained sandy soils. Frequent forest fires also favored fast-growing deciduous trees that could quickly recolonize burned areas. Both strategies achieved equal productivity through radically different approaches. The Isle of Sheppey in southeastern England holds fossils that seem impossibly out of place. Tropical sharks, alligators, and mangrove palms from 55 million years ago, when Britain basked in subtropical warmth. This Eocene hothouse saw fossil palms in Wyoming and alligators in the Canadian Arctic. The cause? Carbon dioxide levels 4 to 6 times higher than today. Yet even that much CO2 can't fully explain the extreme warmth. Multiple greenhouse gases, methane, nitrous oxide, and ozone, generated an additional 4.5 to 5.5 C of warming. As warming melted snow cover, dark vegetation absorbed more solar radiation, creating self-reinforcing feedback loops. Today's rapid rise in greenhouse gases presents an alarming parallel. Since the Industrial Revolution, CO2 has increased by a third, methane doubled, and nitrous oxide risen 10%. Together, these create an energy imbalance of 0.85 watts per square meter, enough to eventually melt all polar ice if sustained. We've already warmed 0.8 C since 1880, with more warming locked in even if emissions stopped today. Ocean warming threatens to destabilize seafloor methane deposits, triggering dangerous positive feedbacks. We're not just studying ancient climate catastrophes, we're potentially recreating one. Plants aren't passive witnesses to Earth's drama. They're the scriptwriters, directors, and stage crew. When grasslands expanded 8 million years ago, they engineered their own climate through feedbacks involving fire, drought, and altered reflectivity, then drove the evolution of grazing animals with specialized teeth for tough forage. Apparent paradoxes: Earth warming despite receiving less sunlight, evaporation decreasing despite rising temperatures, indicate inadequate understanding rather than contradictions in nature. As physicist Niels Bohr noted, paradoxes offer hope for progress. Understanding how plants have orchestrated global change reveals mechanisms that created the breathable atmosphere and stable climate, allowing human civilization to flourish. Plants have spent over 500 million years transforming Earth through patient work on timescales incomprehensible to humans. They've survived mass extinctions, adapted to extreme climates, and continuously reshaped conditions for all life. When oxygen crashed to 15% at the Permian's end, the giants vanished. Juvenile insects, unable to compensate like adults, likely went extinct first. The oxygen crisis effectively transported lowland animals to conditions equivalent to living 5 kilometers above sea level. Yet plants persisted, adapted, and eventually restored balance. Now, as we face unprecedented human-driven climate change, understanding these ancient plant-climate interactions becomes essential. We stand at a crossroads. Will we learn from the Emerald Planet's history or become another layer in the fossil record? Unlike the slow work of plants, our choice must be made quickly, because human time is running out. The Emerald Empire that built our world now watches as we decide whether we'll protect what they've given us.